continued. It's only got one headpiece or earpiece, which is a bit of a bummer because you can only hear it in one ear. But it works pretty well, and it gives pretty good recording, which is the important thing. I really have that because it has quite a nice microphone, and it's fairly noise-free, and it's you can pick up second-hand copies of Sockup for a few pounds, literally a few pounds. And if the headset's not been bashed about too much, they generally haven't had much use or much wear, because PlayStation 2s weren't exactly very common for voice chatter. So yeah, it's a good buy if you can see one in a second-hand game store. When it comes to audio boo and recording with my iPhone, I don't like the standard headset that you get with the iPhone. I think the microphone's a bit tinny. And actually what I use is a Sony in-ear headphones. I could probably look up the code for what they're called, but they're about somewhere between £25 and £35. You pick them up in Tesco's or Asda's. You've got to make sure that they are iPhone compatible headphones, but the in-ear headphones are great because you reduce the kind of background noise, and also the microphone I find sits just nicely on your neck and picks up a reasonably good quality. Well, I think so anyway, others might disagree, but picks up a reasonably good quality voice, but also generally good ambient sounds. I quite like it because of the way the positioning of the microphone and the headphones themselves. They make for a pretty good all-round combination, cheap audio recording setup. So when I do my 4 minutes and 33 seconds recordings, I generally use the Sony in-ear headphones and the standard microphone. Just make sure it's not rubbing too much on my coat or my jacket or whatever, so I don't get too much ambient noise from that. But generally, you know, pretty sweet, good way to record audio, and I find it's pretty useful. If I'm in big meetings, I'll just slap the iPhone down on the desk, and I can record the microphone. It's pretty omni microphone. And it allows me to kind of have a good recording of what happened in meetings and so on. It's also fairly unobtrusive. I can kind of record things. People are used to people either wearing headphones or for people to have headphones kind of tucked into their T-shirt neck. And it's a good way to kind of get fairly realistic recordings. So not that I would ever illicitly and secretly record you, but it's a good way to kind of get good all-round sound, even if it is only mono. But then the iPhone app is mono, so I know it is technically possible to do stereo recording on an iPhone with the right kind of kit, but generally I think it's probably not worth the effort. And if I want to do stereo recording, I'll use other kit for now. But so that's what my setup for using for recording stuff. As I said, the podcasts I do, I tend to use that SOCOM headset for, because I don't need to worry too much about the audio coming back. I do have other headphones and other kit as well, which I use for other recording, including quite a nice Xbox headset, which has a preamp in it, which is pretty sweet, quite good audio. Nice thing about that, really enclosing headphones, and they can be very loud, which is pretty good because I do have a bit of a hearing impairment, so I need things loud. I'm kind of really enjoying audio mo at the moment because I don't generally tend to do one recording a day. It's usually maybe one a week, once every couple of weeks. So it's quite nice to kind of be encouraged to do something as frequently as I'm doing, partly because it kind of makes you think, well, what I'm going to record today. But also it kind of makes me aware of how simple and straightforward the whole process is and how much fun you can get from recording, particularly when you get feedback from people and they say that something was really cool. I had some really nice feedback from someone about the him-her story, the quantum flux stuff, and I really do appreciate that. Anyway, I hope you're all having a good audio mo, and this is